Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Brittany. How may I help you today?
I have a charge on my credit card from Sublime Gadgets. I have no idea what that purchase is. I did not make one.
Okay, be one moment. Can you verify your first and last name for me, please?
Deborah Hansen, Hansen. Hello? Hello?
Is this it?
Hello?
I'm sorry, ma'am. I thought you had hung up on me. I'm sorry. I think we got disconnected.
I thought you hung up on me.
No, I was actually fixing to call you back. I don't know how that happened.
Yeah, it's weird.
Okay, it's going to be one moment. Okay, let's see. Be one moment, okay?
Sure.
My system just went crazy on me.
That's just between the phone and the computer, yep.
How does your Thanksgiving go?
Pardon?
How does your Thanksgiving go for you?
How is my what?
Your Thanksgiving.
Oh, I'm sorry. It was fine.
It's okay.
Quiet.
Quiet.
Yeah. Well, nobody can really get together with the coronavirus. So.
Oh. We, they just, I live, let's see. Okay. Can you... Okay, can you verify your zip code, please?
60448.
You said 64048?
No, 60448.
And your first and last name?
Deborah, D-E-B-O-R-A-H, Hansen, H-A-N-S-E-N.
All right, thank you. Well, see, I live in Alabama. So
okay.
We just was able to, this is the first holiday that we was able to, for family to get together this year.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
They opened up your state, huh?
Yeah, they opened it up back in, I think it was after July the 4th. I think it was July 20th. No, it was before that. Cause
yeah,
it was in
like
June.
Georgia. Yeah.
No, it
well,
was in July. It was July the 9th when they opened us back up. Because I had went to, they had just opened up the beaches the last week of June. And I went to Florida, me and my husband and his niece. We all went to Florida for her birthday.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah.
Are you still opened up now?
Mm-hmm. I work from home,
wow.
though, because... I work from home due to the fact it's easier on mine and my husband's schedule. And not only that, my grandmother also has cancer. Because when the COVID broke out, she was in remission. Well, she just got cancer not too long ago. She was diagnosed again with it. So I decided to put my stuff in to work from home so that, because I can't see me getting her sick, me working out in the public and stuff.
Right. Right. Yeah, and that's exactly what would have happened. And thank God that you have the availability to be able to work from home.
Yeah, so that would go crazy if something happened to that woman right there.
Well, it's hard times when you got family and they're not well, and you don't want to be the one to make them sick, sicker. So, yeah.
Okay, so,
crazy.
Yes, ma'am. So, I looked up your account here. I just pulled it up. It looks like you started a trial on the 2nd of November for a fitness watch.
Yeah.
Okay. And then you had done a 1-year warranty for $12.97.
Oh, okay.
And then...
So...
I'm sorry. And then
so
for
the actual watch... So the actual watch cost $59-something?
And then the fitness watch was $59.97. Yes, ma'am. That is a one-time charge.
Okay, so then... The only thing else I probably won't be charged anything else because I'm doing the 1-year warranty unless they try to get me to do another warranty after that. So there should be no more charges on that, correct?
That is correct, ma'am. However,
and
they
continue working?
Yes, ma'am. Have you tried using it yet?
Yeah, I like the couch. The little couch it shows when you're sitting. I'm waiting to see a potato on it, you know.
Yeah.
Couch potato.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Okay, so it is an all-in-one height watch. It'll help you keep in shape with your sleep tracking, your heart rate monitoring, step tracking. You'll be able to stay on top of your health. Connecting your phone with the app will allow you to stay on top of your messages and alert you when you have incoming phone calls.
Right. Yeah, it took a little figuring out because it's on a metric system.
Mm-hmm.
But I figured it out. So, well, my son helped me figure it out. So, no, it's cool. I like it.
Yes, ma'am. Well, that's good. I'm glad you like it.
Well, I'm glad to know this was not a fraudulent charge because I didn't recognize, you know, what it was for. And I you know, put it on the cart. Well, somebody tried to get me for $99 today.
Uh-oh.
So that alerted me to take a look at the account and shut it down. And providing that, well, that charge is on there, so I'm not going to dispute it, and I will call the credit card and let them know that.
So you're going to call the credit card company to dispute the $59.97 or the old account?
No. I'm not going to dispute the $59.99. I didn't know what it was for, which is why I was calling.
Okay.
Now I know what it's for, so there is no dispute. The only dispute is what they tried to do today for $99.
Oh, and I'm not showing nothing for $99.
Well, they wouldn't allow it, and they contacted me to see if I was making the purchase for that.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know, and I said no. So they just
I work from a different company than whatever you're talking about because we never charge anybody that much money for this unless they're doing like a bundle, like they get some mini pods with the watch.
This wasn't related to your charge at all.
Okay.
This was something totally different. It was very unrecognizable to me, and it was done today, and I have not left the house or made a phone call. So I know it's not me, you know. So I put a stop to the card, but does your charge will be covered under that card number?
Okay.
Because it was active when you billed it, so it's fine. And I will call them and let them know that the only charge I'm disputing is what they showed me today.
Okay.
All right.
Well, I'm glad you like your watch.
I'm glad you clarified what it was.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I hope you continue liking your watch.
I hope so too.
All right.
You try to stay healthy, stay safe, and good luck with your grandma.
Thank you, and you have a wonderful day, okay?
You too, hon. Bye-bye.
All right, bye.